it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, Heartbreakers. Welcome back to another Breakdown bonus episode featuring just yours truly. It has been a hot second since we've really done any kind of solo episode, but, you know, the episodes haven't really called for just me. And I like to bring the people in, you know? I don't like it to just be me and just gabbing into the microphone. But this is, I guess, an episode, not that I would consider myself an expert on, but it's something I have experience with and have witnessed a lot of people go through. And it's just essentially this idea that religion can really shape who you're allowed to be with. And when that crosses a line, if it should cross a line, if your religion really is the one thing that needs to be the deal breaker between you and the person you're going to fall in love with. This isn't necessarily a podcast that is going to answer any of those questions in finite details. I think it's kind of up to everyone's interpretation, but this is just my perspective as somebody who grew up in a very religious environment and was deeply impacted by that and has seen a lot of people be deeply impacted by it as well. So this is my thesis? No, I don't even know if I would call it a thesis. This is just me kind of gabbing with you about it. And if you find any kind of validation through that and just feel like this expands on the discussion of what we were talking about in the main episode this week, then that will be a win for me. Now, I did have an episode about religious cults a couple years back, and I will link that in the episode description below if you want to check that out for more in-depth talk on the differences between what's a cult and what's not a cult and religious cults and what it's like to leave. Then you can check it out in the episode description. But I don't know anything about the organization that was talked about in this week's main episode, so I can't necessarily come out and be like, that was a cult. Although, you know, if the person that was in it looks back in hindsight and feels like maybe that had some cult like behavior, I think maybe there's a fair assessment to say that that was a possibility. But the actual topic we're going to be talking about is how religion's going to affect your relationship. So I'll give you a quick background. If you are new to the podcast, I was raised pretty Christian, nothing crazy, like typical suburban church on Sunday, youth group on Wednesday type stuff. And so I'm very well informed in a lot of the doctrine that's brought up specifically in Christian circles, but I think religious circles in general, where I feel like for most religious circles, it's like you have to date purely within your religious denomination and that is it. And there's pretty solid foundation behind that because obviously you want to marry somebody or date somebody who has similar values and has the same worldview as you. Like, I don't think that's anything crazy. I do think to the point of this week's main episode is, when does it become harmful to the person of this person lines up with my life in every single capacity, except he just doesn't attend church and doesn't believe what I believe about the afterlife. Now, I know there's an argument to be made about like how you live your life is shaped a lot by religion as well. So that's fair too. Like, I think the thought process behind people encouraging you to date or maintain relationships with people within your religion is not like an inherently evil thing. But if we're going to dive into the gray area just a little bit, I mean, how many people have we had on this podcast, or have you maybe seen on the internet share their story of people who married within the same religion, but maybe one person strays from it. They decide that's not going to be a part of their life anymore. Or even though that person is a Christian, they're not acting the way someone with Christian morals or the life direction is supposed to behave. You know, maybe they're a cheating spouse or they're doing nefarious things. Like, I mean, I just saw an article literally like an hour ago about one of the Duggar kids and something horrible that happened allegedly with him on a vacation. You know, marrying someone within your religion isn't some kind of life insurance policy that it's gonna work out or this person has the same values as you. Maybe they say that they do, but maybe they don't really act it out. And so in that case, if you were given the choice between somebody who fits your religion on paper, but maybe you're forcing it a little bit versus someone that you really have so much compatibility with otherwise, do you really have to write that person off? And obviously that's only a question that you can answer for yourself. But when does it become an extreme? As somebody who as an adult has really looked back on the way that I've dated, and what I mean by that is I grew up pretty religious. So I think I wrote off a lot of people. I'm like, well, if you're not a Christian, then like, I can't date you. And I think in hindsight, I wonder, I'm like, how many great people could have been a good fit for me, but I felt like I couldn't date them because they weren't as Christian as me, or they were maybe more Christian than me. You know, I feel like our lives are such sliding scales. And I do think religion or your faith can fall into that, where we're not constantly super, super faithful all the time or super, super devout in our religion, that it becomes such a big deciding factor for something that can waver over the course of your life. I was actually having a really great conversation with a friend the other day. We were at a coffee shop and we're both in similar phases of life, both late 20s, both dating, both struggling with it, both raised very Christian. And it's one of those things where you almost feel like you have to figure out your religious beliefs before you make a relationship decision, if that makes sense. And that's a really daunting thing. As somebody who is really sure about their Christian faith for so long, it's kind of one of those things where, because I haven't found someone, there's the religious part of my brain that goes, well, you're not going to get to find somebody until you come back to God. And I'm like, oh my God. So like, in order for God to reward me with a boyfriend, I have to like figure out this whole faith thing. But then also like just the logical side of me is, it's smart to try and make that decision before you find someone that you're potentially going to spend the rest of your life with, because you don't want to make one decision one way and have it lead you down a completely different path. So maybe you choose an agnostic route and maybe 10 years down the line, you actually find your way back to God. And you're like, oh God, now I've chosen someone who doesn't have the same views as me. And to be fair, just to live in the gray for a second, anybody can find or lose faith at any point in their life. So nothing is a guarantee, but it is one of those things that feels very, very daunting. You kind of feel like at 28, 29, I'm like, I feel like before I date seriously, I kind of have to figure out this question is, what is the meaning of life? And is there an afterlife? And that's horrifying. Like, I'm just trying to figure out how to pay rent every month. You know what I mean?
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
I was looking into some of the pitfalls that can come up with dating people from different religions, or maybe some person or one of the people in the relationship is religious and the other is not. And one that I found really interesting that I wouldn't have immediately thought of, or it didn't instantly come to mind when I thought of all the pitfalls, because I think there are some obvious ones, right? Like, you think about your views on sex, your views on abortion, your views on birth control, your views on raising kids. Those kinds of things are like the big ticket items that obviously are important to have a conversation about with the person that you're dating. But also there's a power dynamic that can come between two people with two different things driving their moral compass. Not necessarily that their moral compasses are different, but one is being driven by, in their mind, their creator, their God. And the other person's like, well, I'm just doing this because I'm a good person. Or you have different viewpoints on what is right and what is wrong. And so each person might in their own mind feel like they are morally right for this decisions that they have because of whatever's backing it. And I think that can also lead to the other person feeling judged for their decisions and what drives those decisions as well. Whereas I think it's just obviously easier to date someone from the same religion, because a lot of the things that you do that are very personal and deep rooted within your routines can bond you. Like, going to church together, I know it's like a very bonding situation for a lot of people, or praying together or reading their Bible together or whatever your religious text is. So much so that I even remember, I think I was in college when I was at a Bible study, and it was some kind of conversation about like religious boundaries. And I think if you've never been in a religious circle, you would think, oh, well, of course, like if you're both Christians, like you're going to go to church together and read your Bible together, like that, those are the things that you would expect a Christian couple or another couple with religious values. But I remember there was like a talk where they were talking about how you need to have boundaries within your relationship with God, with the person that you're dating. Like, don't pray too much with them, because then it's like your relationship with God becomes dependent on if you're praying with your boyfriend or not, or it can, you know, spiritually bind you to, I don't know, a lot of like these things that I think in my older age do sound a little bit crazy, but I think they come from a really good place where they want to protect the hearts of these young, impressionable college kids who are dating. But I think ultimately what I got from this week's episode and by just having this one-sided conversation with you is that I think the most heartbreaking thing about this episode isn't that it was a choice between two people who decided that their religious differences just couldn't move forward. It feels like from the person that I interviewed, she broke up with them because she felt pressure to, not because she felt like it was getting in the way of her relationship with God or how she viewed life or what she wanted to do with her future and how she wanted to raise her kids. I mean, maybe that would have come up, especially if the other side of the family was pretty anti-religion. But I think if we're going to take one thing from this week's main episode is that if you are going to listen to other people in your life about what you should do in your relationship and it's not coming from you, it's one thing to have people speak life into your relationship or give you guidance or give you wisdom and you make a decision because of that. It's another thing for you to feel guilt or pressure or feel like you have to do something because people in your religious organization and your family are telling you to do that. Like, I feel like unless your life is in danger and this person is a dangerous person or not good for you, it is so important for that decision to come from you. Let me make that very clear. As long as it's not a dangerous situation or harming you or other people, that decision needs to come from you. Otherwise, I think you're going to experience a lot of what this girl that I interviewed felt, where she made this decision that even though maybe in the long run was right, like she found somebody who does align with her values and her religion and everything worked out in the end, right? That's great. But she still really suffered because she made a decision that didn't sit right with her at the time. And because she didn't feel like it was her choice to end that relationship, then I think it leaves you with a lot of regret and a lot of what ifs.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
So I think that's where I'll leave you, with something to munch on. You know, really, your values, your decisions, your relationships, they need to be fueled by what is right for you in your life. And if that is choosing your religious organization over the person that you're dating because you know ultimately you want a relationship that's founded on the principles and morals and just overall view of life that you have, then you need to make that decision. But ultimately, if you feel like you're being steered in one direction because of people in your life and it's not for reasons that are to protect you and your safety or the safety of others, then sit with it a little longer before you cut somebody out of your life who's a really good human. And obviously have the conversations about religion and all the things that should come before that. Like, you know, will you convert? I mean, this is really the whole point of what's that show that everyone loves? Nobody Wants This. And I think that's a perfect example of how frustrating this situation can be. You have these two people who fundamentally believe very different things about life and the afterlife and family and rituals, all the things. And I remember watching the last season 2, and just going, oh my God, like either convert or don't. Like if this is such a sticking point, like you've been dating for a year and he needs you to be Jewish, then you got to make the decision, girly pop. Anyway, if you haven't seen Nobody Wants This, I highly recommend watching it. It's a great example of the pitfalls that do come when you have different religions. You know, she's dating a rabbi, she's not a rabbi, or she's not even Jewish. And it's a hard thing. So anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you whenever you decide to tune in next.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.